Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Coming to you from New York City, the only city in America, it's The Daily Show! Tonight, Putin's big takeover! Kim Kardashian sells out! And Method Man! This is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah!
Show for you tonight. Brazil is in a love triangle. Kim Kardashian is sorry she tricked you, and MAGA Republicans are about to get laid. Plus, our guest tonight from the legendary Wu-Tang Clan, Method Man, is joining us on the show talking about his brand new movie. So let's do this, people. Let's jump straight into today's headlines. Wow, you guys are amazing. I feel like we've already met. All right. Before we get into the big stories, let's catch up on a few other things going on in the world. We start off like Pele in Brazil. The South American nation held its presidential election last night. And because neither of the top choices got a majority, they are now going to be having a runoff election at the end of October. Yeah, and then if it's still tied after the runoff, then I assume they go into penalty kicks. In other international news, the African nation of Burkina Faso has had another shakeup in its government because the military leader who took power in a coup earlier this year has now himself been ousted in a second coup. And I guess he can't complain, right? Yeah, what is he gonna say? What gave you the idea that you could just... Oh, yeah. But now the new guy... Now the new guy has to be like, okay, I think we can all agree that this is the exact right number of coups, huh? Two feels like the right vibe, you know what I'm saying? So my thoughts are obviously with the people of Burkina Faso, but also with Donald Trump. Yeah, it must hurt him, especially bad, to see two coups in a row carried out properly. Prayers up, DJ T. Back here in the US, in some legal news, California has officially announced that jaywalking is now no longer a crime. Yeah. So congratulations to the Californians who like walking places. This is great news for the six of you. Oh, and when you do cross the road, remember to watch out for that bus. Ah, well, at least you didn't die committing a crime. All right, let's move on to some of the biggest stories of the day, starting with the global economy. I don't need to tell you this, but right now, the entire world is teetering on the brink of recession. Yeah, don't even move. You might tip it over. And if you think things are bad for real money, things are even worse for fake money, which is why the NFT market has fallen 97% from its peak last January, which I'm shocked. Yeah, but who would have thought paying 50 grand for a picture of a digital monkey was a bad financial move? It's just so hard to predict this stuff. But yeah, NFTs have collapsed, and now all the bored apes have been released back into the wild. I ran over one with my car the other day. It was so tragic. They just are not equipped to be out there in the streets. And it's not just the NFTs. Cryptocurrencies are plunging in value, all of them. Bitcoin, Ethereum, Dogecoin, Tether, even Trev Buttcoin, which I made up just now. I made it up in this moment, but it's already lost $2 billion. Shit is wild, guys. Now, as the crypto bubble pops, some major names are now getting in trouble for how they convince their fans to invest in crypto.
Reality star Kim Kardashian has been charged by the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, for the way that she promoted a cryptocurrency asset on Instagram.
She has settled this charge with the SEC. The SEC says that she unlawfully used her Instagram account to promote a cryptocurrency token and did not disclose to her many, many followers that she was being paid $250,000 to do that. The SEC going out there and saying, hey, just because a celebrity or an influencer says something about a potential financial product, don't necessarily believe it.
Yeah, thank you, SEC. You cannot just trust anything a celebrity sells. I learned this the hard way as the owner of Queen Elizabeth's penis enlargement spray. It's more of a mist than a spray, Queen. Rest in peace, but still. By the way, why do I feel like this whole investigation might have been started because someone at the SEC was caught looking at Kim's Instagram? It's such a unique case. It's almost like someone was like, oh, no, boss, this is not what it looks like. I'm doing an investigation. I wasn't looking at her vacation photos. Crypto? In case you're wondering, by the way, Kim Kardashian has agreed to pay the SEC a fine of $1.3 million. Yeah, which is five times what she got paid for the ad. And, I mean, now the question is, how is she going to make up that loss? Well, I'll tell you how. With Trev Buttcoin. Trev Buttcoin. I know it seems shady, but coin. Oh, speaking of scandals, recently the world of alternative sports has been rocked by some of the craziest cheating allegations you have ever heard. And when I say alternative sports, I mean it. You might remember this, but a chess champ was accused of using anal beads to pick the best moves, right? Recently, a poker star has just been accused of using some kind of vibrator to win big hands in games. And now, in maybe my favorite story of all time, accusations of cheating have rocked the world of competitive fishing.
Let's get to a big story now in the fishing community. Two fishermen are accused of adding weights to their fish to win a popular tournament. So here's what went down. People in the crowd suspected foul play, and they prompted the fish to then be inspected when the director found multiple lead weights stuffed inside them.
He needs to be arrested. He needs to be prosecuted. Call the cops. Call the cops.
He's got a foul play.
All of them.
All of them.
Damn, those dudes are pissed. Yeah, call the cops. Call them. Tell them the fish. Call the cops right now. I haven't seen white dudes this mad about fish since the Disney announced the Little Mermaid thing. That was white. Call the cops right now. But yeah, it turns out apparently two fishermen allegedly stuffed the fish that they caught with lead weights to make the fish weigh more. Because apparently the heavier the fish, the more prize money you can win. And in this case, the prize was $29,000, which is so much money. You realize at Long John Silver's, you can get a fish with two sides and a drink for $7.59, huh? And then you can use the rest of your $29,000 to buy Trev Buttcoin. Trev Buttcoin, the coin that always comes up tails. You know, if I'm honest, I almost admire the simplicity of this scandal. I really enjoyed this. You know, because in other sports, when people cheat, it's like, oh, untraceable performance and enhancing drugs and this HGH and the hidden surveillance cameras and secretly hollowed out pieces of evidence. Yeah, these guys are just like, so, what if we put some heavy stuff in the fish? I understand this. I am sad, though, about the scandal. Because winning at all costs isn't what fishing is about. All right? Fishing is about finding Nemo and eating him before his dad can get him back. I like that you're sad for not a real Nemo. All right, finally, let's catch up on the latest updates from the war in Ukraine in our ongoing segment, Vlad Gone Mad. As we all know, 7 months ago, Russia's most famous balding troll invaded his neighboring country. And although so far he's only been able to capture about 15% of Ukraine, last weekend he announced no backsies.
President Putin has announced the annexation of four regions of Ukraine that are partially controlled by Russian forces. It is the biggest seizure of territory in Europe since the Second World War.
Russian President Vladimir Putin proclaiming victory will be ours after formally announcing the illegal annexation of 15% of Ukraine, joining hands with the leaders of four Russian-occupied regions, chanting Russia. In a fiery speech, Putin warning he'll do everything possible to defend the Ukrainian territory as his own.
That territory, Vladimir Putin insists, is now and forever will be Russian.
I want the Kyiv authorities and their real masters in the West to hear me, so that they remember this forever. People in Luhansk and Donetsk, Kherson and Zaporizhia are becoming our citizens forever.
God damn. That is the scariest beginning to a relationship I've ever heard. We're together forever. Here, I made you a BFF necklace. You will wear it forever. When we see each other, we will put heads together and say, besties, forever. This is yet another escalation in the war, people. Putin has declared that this territory is his. Yeah. He invaded, he held a sham election, and then he celebrated by hosting a literal jerk circle. And by the way, can I just say props to whichever cameraman chose to show the angle that shows Putin as short as he actually is? Yeah? Because everyone's like, how tall is he? Yeah, that's how he, that's, yeah, this is what happens. There's your short king. Whoever that cameraman was, you better have someone taste your food for the next few months. Oh, and by the way, Putin's big day wasn't just about him imposing Russia's will on other countries. No, he also found a moment to deliver a furious rant about how America does it too.
Instead of democracy there, there's suppression and exploitation. Instead of freedom, enslavement and violence. America is the only country in the world that has used nuclear weapons twice. When they destroyed the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. By the way, they set a precedent with that.
And earlier, launching a tirade against the US and its allies, saying Western nations are moving towards open Satanism.
Whoa. America's moving towards Satanism. Relax. This guy walked into one Walmart during Halloween. Suddenly thinks everyone here worships the devil. I can't wait till he comes back during Valentine's Day. They have naked babies shooting people to force them in love. Reminds me of my wedding day, to be honest. But that wasn't even close to being the most interesting part of his speech, because what Putin basically spends a lot of time saying is that people shouldn't complain about what he's doing because the West has also done bad things in the past. You know? And that's disingenuous. You know? It's sort of like how if you complain about the legroom on Spirit Airlines, they shut you up by showing you pictures of other airlines that have crashed. You know, it's just like, oh, I'm sorry, you're not comfortable, but you know what you are? Alive! Now sit your ass down and shut up! By the way, the peanuts are $20. And here's the weird thing, Putin isn't necessarily wrong. Yeah? Asterisk. The West has created a system where people get trapped in perpetual debt. And it is true, if certain countries don't participate in the global order, they get sabotaged into bending the knee. But that doesn't mean that he's right for what he's doing. You know, this is the thing that sucks about bad guys. Oftentimes, they'll use the truth to justify their evil actions. You know? Because part of what he's saying is true. It's like, yeah, but it's Putin who's saying it. You know, I hate it when that happens. Bad guys is like a real thing. Like, do I agree that the human population is over-consuming and slowly killing the Earth? Yes. I just wish that Thanos wasn't the one that said it. You know what I mean? And maybe this is what leaders in the West need to understand. If they don't practice the ideals that they so often preach, madmen like Putin will exploit that hypocrisy to justify the evil that he does in his name. All right, that's it for the headlines. But before we go, let's check in on the traffic with our very own Roy Wood Jr., everybody!
Why do you need to know the traffic? You going somewhere?
No. No, Roy, not like anytime soon, right? Like, this is just for the people at home right now. I'm still gonna be here for a significant while.
I'll be honest, man, I'm scared to talk to you right now, because last time you and I had a conversation, you decided to leave the show. Shouldn't even be talking to you. You liable to leave during the next commercial break. We're probably talking too much right now.
No, that's not true, Roy. That's not true.
And then why do you bring my name into it when you quit? You're gonna lead the show, But you started the shit last week. I was talking to Roy Wood Jr. You could have just said, bitch, I'm gone. That's all you had to say was, I'm gone, bitch, I'm out. And you didn't have to drag my name into it. Now everybody on my Twitter yelling at me
thinking that it's my fault that you decided to leave the show. And it's not my fault, when the truth of the matter, you was out the night before with Dua Lupita, and you was out there in the streets with that singing
girl. No, Roy, that is not how it happened. That is not. Please do not believe anything you read in the tabloids, Roy. Don't believe it.
And then you
don't
came in here, and then you set me up, you talked to me, because you knew you was going to step down after you had the conversation with me. Step down from the show. Didn't tell nobody. Didn't even tell Ronnie. Ronnie was standing around. Look what you did to Ronnie. Look at Ronnie's face. He didn't know. Ronnie didn't know. I've never seen an Asian this confused in my life. Ronnie is your friend. You could at least turn to Ronnie. You could have turned to Ronnie and said, Ronnie, you need to get the fuck out of here. Some shit about to go down. But you didn't do that, did you? You didn't do that. See, that's I understand Trump now. We can't be giving these immigrants these jobs, because these immigrants, you come over and you don't treat the job right.
Roy, we had a wonderful 7 years together. It has nothing to do with you. You inspired me, if anything. I was thanking you in a way.
That's what's up. You was thanking me, and you just gonna come over here and me think I'm gonna just do traffic. You want me to do traffic today? What you want? You want to talk about Burkina Faso? If anything, the upside to a coup is this. Like, say what you want about a dictator, but at least they stay until somebody forces them out. They don't quit on their friends and then throw their friend under the bus.
I didn't throw you under the bus, Roy. And I feel like right now you're being a little dramatic. Can we just talk about the traffic?
Yeah, let's talk about traffic. Speaking of traffic, let's talk about jaywalking.
Thank you.
Jaywalking is legal now. That's what they're saying. They're saying it's legal now. Legal. Instead of doing the one thing that everybody should expect you to do, you can just up and turn left and just ruin the flow of everybody else's life without any consideration. It is perfectly legal to just go, oh, look at me. I'm walking around f***ing up everybody else's traffic.
Roy, okay. I'm sorry that you feel like I said you were responsible for me leaving the show, okay? I'm sorry. I'm also sorry that people are blaming you on social media, because you did nothing wrong, my friend. I'm sorry. Yeah, all you did was inspire me to leave the show. So in that spirit, my friend, can you please just do the traffic?
Man, do your own damn traffic, man. I'm out.
Junior, all right, when we come back, we're going to take a look at the hottest dating app you haven't heard about. So don't go away.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. Let's take a moment to talk about dating apps. The quickest and most convenient way to meet a few dozen psychopaths. These days, practically every single person in the world is on an app like Tinder or Bumble. But apparently, not everyone feels like those apps are serving their needs.
We are back with some headlines. Calling all conservatives, a new dating app called The Right Stuff just might give you a chance to meet your true match.
It was funded by Peter Thiel, but founded by former officials in the Trump administration who had a hard time finding like-minded people to date on the existing dating apps that often made them feel unwelcome.
But yeah, some of my friends would try to use the apps. The minute it became known that they were working for Trump, the date immediately ended. That happened several times to my friends.
Really?
Yeah, girls would just get up and leave, or abruptly try to end the date.
Okay, well, now To be fair, you can't assume these women left the date because of your politics. You can't assume that. I mean, let's be honest. Trump's staff has got fired like every week, right? Every single week they were getting fired. Maybe they just didn't want to date someone who was about to be broke. You don't know? It's like, where do you work? I work for Trump. Oh, not for long. And also, I call bullshit on this whole story. When does anyone go on a date and not know what the person does ahead of time? It's 2022. We all have the internet. Let me tell you something. By the time you get to the restaurant, you know their job, their friends, their dating history. If they've taken a picture on a beach after the year 2005, you've seen it. But either way, none of this will be an issue anymore, thanks to the right stuff. A new dating app just for conservatives that launched over the weekend. And once people started signing up, it was immediately clear that this isn't like other dating apps, because there are prompts for things like favorite Bible verse. Well, that's fine. Favorite conservative pundit. Huh. And January 6th was blank. Yeah, so good luck out there, all you conservatives hoping to match with that special FBI agent monitoring the site. And look, there's nothing wrong with having a conservative dating site. Nothing wrong at all. There are plenty of apps where you can meet people with, like, the same religious beliefs, apps where you can meet fellow farmers. There's even an app where you can connect with other die-hard Star Trek fans, which I think is super cool. It's great being able to avoid that awkward conversation about still being a virgin, because now you can just assume, you know? He's like, you, yeah, eh? But if you ask me, these apps are just one more way that people are retreating further and further into their own little bubbles, where you spend all your time with other people who are just like you. And in my opinion, that's a little sad, which is why I'm glad that, thanks to The Daily Show, there is another new dating app that's coming out soon that takes a much different approach.
Are you tired of going on dates with someone who's just like you?
So you also support gun control?
Yeah.
Boring. Why not try a dating app that's guaranteed to create a spark? Introducing Hate F***. At Hate F***, we'll help you find someone you absolutely despise so you can bang out your differences.
That's why, to me, January 6th is one of the worst days in American history.
Really?
Yeah.
I was there on January 6th. I thought it was a blast.
People like you make me sick.
People like you make me sick.
My place is filming tonight.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
With America more divided than ever, hate has become the defining emotion of our times. And Hate F*** is here to make the most of it. Here's how it works. When you sign up, you fill out a detailed survey about your most impassioned political beliefs. Then Hate F*** will use a proprietary algorithm to find someone who thinks those beliefs ain't shit. Because you can't see red or blue when the lights are out.
I want the light on.
Sorry, that's gonna affect our carbon footprint.
Oh my God, you're such a pussy.
Hey, helping America come together.
All right, stay tuned, because when we come back, the one and only Method Man will be joining me right here on the show. So don't go away.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Brave and the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Brave and the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is a Grammy Award-winning rapper and original member of the Wu-Tang Clan. He's also an actor, and you know him from shows like Power Book 2 Ghost. He's here to talk about his latest film, On the Come Up, which is streaming now on Paramount Plus. Please welcome Cliff Method Man Smith.
The Mester.
Method Man done made The Daily Show.
Are you kidding me? Woo! The Daily Show made it now. Good to have you here in person. Last time we spoke was virtual.
Yes,
now you're
was.
Here in the flesh. I've always wondered this. There are few human beings who have had careers as long and as successful as yours, but also careers that have spanned, you know, different worlds. Some people know you from the Wu-Tang Clan. Yeah. Some people know you from Red Man and Method Man, right?
Yes.
Right? Some people know you from How High. Some people know you from The Wire. Some people are just like, he's an Instagram sex man. Like, whoa, you're a sex symbol on Instagram.
Ooh.
And on top of that, you're making movies.
Yes.
Does it ever dawn on you how much you've done, how much you are doing, how amazing your journey has been?
When I step out my door, yeah.
I love
you
that.
Know, it's pretty cool. I wish these people could tell my kids this, because I don't know if they know how cool their dad is, you know? But it's pretty cool, you know, to have a career this long and to still be relevant and have options is great.
And to still be enjoying it. That's what I see in your eyes.
Yes, sir.
You enjoy every single moment. You know, you always hear these stories of musicians moving into film, mm-hmm. and they try it out. But you always hear these stories about how they're divas, they're used to being rock stars. When they get on film, they want the same treatment.
Yeah.
Everything I've heard about you from everyone, it's almost like they know you're behind a corner even when you're not, is positive.
Yes, sir.
Every single thing they go, this man is professional. He
yes,
loves
sir.
It. He's courteous. He knows all of his lines. He's prepared. He is the epitome of what people want Hollywood to be. Congratulations on that.
Thank
for real.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
For real.
Well, I think the biggest problem with some musicians or certain artists who try to branch into acting is they say things like, I'll try it for a minute. You know,
right.
This is something a lot of actors study for years. There are actors out there right now that you guys probably haven't even heard of that are cutting their teeth every day, every month, every
right,
year,
right, right.
Still working a 9-to-5 job, but making those auditions, mm-hmm. you know? So who am I to cut the line and not do the work, you know? So,
I
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Damn. The new film that's coming out on Paramount Plus it's an amazing story. We saw the clip.
Yeah.
And I love how much this film ties into your life, because this movie is a story of a talented young woman
yeah.
who's trying to get into the rap game, mm-hmm. and your character plays a pivotal role in shaping her world. I would love to know, when you first read the script and when you first heard about this story, and even when you were making it, mm-hmm. like, were there parts of the journey that reminded you of your ascent into rap?
Absolutely. That's why the character I played is named Supreme. That's why I wanted to play him as honest as possible. I mean, of course, it would be apparent that he would supposedly be the villain in a story like mm-hmm, this, mm-hmm. you know, because artists, the one thing that we like to hold on to when we do our art is our integrity.
Right.
And compromise is out of the question if you're a true artist. And Supreme comes across as someone that tells you straight up and down, yes, you can still be an artist, but you can compromise as well so we can get this money. Which is basically what it is at the end of the day, so we can get a better life, get your mother a better life, this, that, and the third. And it's not exactly dangling a carrot in front of her. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. just saying, I can make you better than what you are, right or wrong.
You had periods like that in your life, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
You had periods where you could have chosen a fork in the road. I
yes.
mean, you know, like the Wu-Tang Clan wasn't exactly the most, it's like, accepted in terms of commercial. Now you go everywhere. People are Wu-Tang, and people have grown up with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, white people love us.
Exactly.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. You can say it.
You said it, not me. You said it. But I wonder how you maintain that integrity. Even when you were, you know, when it was Red and Meth, like, how did you maintain that? How did you not go, I will forego what I want to do creatively to maybe make more money or become more famous? Why did you not do that?
Well, I have a lot of people around me that let me know when I'm full of shit. And it keeps me pretty grounded,
because
you can smell it when you're grounded, you know? And, you know, where I'm from, every opportunity that comes along is something like a blessing, you know? And like I said, to be doing it this long
uh-huh.
and for people to still, you know, trust me enough to work with me
mm-hmm.
is just great. And the grounded part is I was born that way. I'm a humble person at heart, and thank you.
I like how they started, they're like, no, wait, Rack, I don't interrupt you.
And I lean on family and friends as much as possible.
Yeah, and it shows, it really does show, and I felt it even in this film, because, you know, we've seen films that talk about a career, we see films
yeah.
that talk about what happens in life, in the streets, in hip-hop, whatever it may be, but what I loved about this film is how it came together, how you portrayed, because you say villain, but really it's villain is always from a certain perspective.
Absolutely.
You know? And when I watch you on screen, I go, ah, I don't like what you did, but I understand why you're doing it. I don't know how I feel about you. You play this character with nuance. I also have to give credit to the director, Sanaa Lathan, who directed this character with nuance. This is amazing for her. I mean, like, Sanaa Lathan is a gem.
Yes, she is.
She's a legend.
Yes.
She hasn't gotten her due in so many ways. And here she is, directing for the very first time, and it's amazing. How did that feel for you?
Man, as soon as I heard that she was the director, I was like, I gotta support my sister. Let's go. You know? And, she did a fabulous job. You know, she's not heavy-handed when it comes to the directing. Mm-hmm. This is the result of having someone who was an actor,
as
opposed to, you know, just camera work. So she saw it from both angles, and she walked us through it a lot. I mean, we were prepared to the point of being so prepared that our lead actress, Jamila C. Gray, who did a great job.
Phenomenal. She
had very little time to film the battle because you know how budgets are and things of that nature. And Jamila was on it. And this is a testament to Sanaa's work ethic. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And like I said, she had a vision, and us as actors took on the roles of trying to make that vision come to life, as well as Angie's book, Angie Thomas. Yes.
Well, can I just say, first of all, as I always say to you, congratulations.
Thank you
for being the epitome of what I would hope to even try to be in life.
Well, somebody
who enjoys what they do, somebody who crushes it in everything that they do. I appreciate you so much. You know I love you, man. Muffin Man, everybody. Make sure to catch the film. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. For real, man.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender.
With Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Brave and the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Brave and the Elements on Apple Podcasts.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that's our show for tonight. But before we go, I wanted to remind you that Hurricane Ian is one of the most powerful storms to hit the United States in decades. Right now, the Florida Disaster Fund has been activated for response and recovery. So if you can help them, please donate at the link below to support these efforts.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender.
With Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Brave and the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Brave and the Elements on Apple Podcasts.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.